WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Doing the math ahead of a House vote in 30 minutes that could cost him his job, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Expecting Democrats to back you up then?
No, I personally am not.
Do you need their help to remain in leadership?
No. If five Republicans go with Democrats, then I'm out.
CBS's Scott McFarland says the challenge has been posed by Florida far-right Congressman Matt Gaetz.
I asked Speaker McCarthy if he expects Matt Gaetz to try this again if he fails today, and Speaker McCarthy told me, yes, I do. This is going to be a drumbeat over the coming days.
President Biden's son Hunter pleads not guilty to three federal gun charges in Delaware. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
He flew out there. He said not guilty. And this, of course, is a result of something that absolutely did not go according to plan, which is the disintegration of the plea agreement.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The younger Biden, who has acknowledged his past struggle with drug addiction, is accused of making a false and fictitious statement in 2018 about his drug use on a federal form when purchasing a gun. Another count alleges he knowingly possessed a firearm while on drugs.
Former President Trump on hand yet again today for day two of his civil trial in New York, taking more swipes at the state attorney general.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also because she's terrible and grossly incompetent.
And jury selection going on today for Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud trial. CBS's Joe Ling Kent on the former crypto kingpin.
Author Michael Lewis profiled Bankman-Fried for his new book, Going Infinite. He recently spoke to 60 Minutes.
It was all Sam's world, and there was nobody there to say, don't do that.
The FTX meltdown wiped out nearly $8 billion of customer deposits. Prosecutors also allege Bankman-Fried spent billions of customers' money to pay for speculative venture investments, to make charitable donations, and to enrich himself.
By this time tomorrow, 75,000 healthcare workers for Kaiser Permanente in seven states and D.C. could be on strike. CBS's Anna Werner.
Some of the hundreds of jobs that could be affected by the strike include nurses, pharmacists, technicians, therapists, dietary services, housekeepers, and more. They say they're calling for safe staffing levels and higher wages. Kaiser Permanente said its goal is to reach a fair and equitable agreement.
An appeals court has tossed out a nearly $224 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson that was awarded to plaintiffs who claim they developed cancer from asbestos in talc powder products. Wall Street, Dow is down 320. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Angie's List.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are investigating an armed robbery at the Wisconsin Credit Union on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. The robbery reportedly occurred around 12:30 p.m. on Monday, and police say a handgun was displayed during the robbery. The suspect fled from the scene before police arrived and no injuries were reported. Officials have not identified a suspect and are working with the FBI to investigate the robbery. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety has released the 2022-2023 annual report for the Speak Up, Speak Out program. According to a press release, the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line received over 7,500 tips since its creation in 2020, about half of which came during the 2022-2023 school year. The report found the number of tips received has grown by 136% in 3 years since it was launched. The most common reported tips were bullying and vaping. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is now Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Welcome in on a Tuesday. Appreciate you having us along with you across the state of Wisconsin and across the world on the Civic Media app. If you have not gotten, try that again, Todd. Take two. If you have not gotten the Civic Media app, that's what he's trying to say. Now would be, you know, an outstanding day to do so. And we're going to talk more about this in hour two, but there are several reasons, Mr. Zommers, and one of the breaking news stories, maybe not to some, but if you enjoy Badger sports, breaking across the wires today, this morning, the Big Ten, and again, don't blame the Badgers directly for this, because it was a Big Ten decision. Former Commissioner Warren, who now is running the Chicago Bears. So that might tell you something right there about what's going on.
Very successful, very skilled individual,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes. The Big Ten has announced that five of the key Wisconsin men's basketball games will not be available over broadcast television, and they will not even be available via your cable or satellite television. In order to see five of the Big Ten's biggest games involving the Wisconsin Badgers this year, you're going to have to buy Peacock. What is Peacock, you might ask? It's the streaming service for NBC. They have announced that the five of the biggest games are going online, which I'm a little hot about right now, if you can't tell.
And my personal opinion about all these streaming services, there's just too many. And I understand it, because before, you'd buy a cable package, you'd pay $1 billion a month, right? Because you're paying for all of them. It's just not split out like that.
Exactly.
But now we're so used to there just being Netflix or just Hulu and then the two. Know. And now there's so many more because everyone wants a piece of that action. I do respect them not wanting to have to go through Netflix or Disney or whatever to be able to get people to see their shows, but they can't all be $10-$15 a month.
I know. It's nuts. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, if you want to watch the Badger football game this weekend against Rutgers, incidentally, I'm going to the game here at Camp Randall, homecoming, again, Peacock. But you know where you can listen to the games for free? Won't cost you a dime? Right here on Civic Media. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app. It'll be available over the air, both this weekend's game, the football game with Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and also the basketball games later on this year. Brian Butch has been announced as the color analyst, along with Matt LePay, on the play-by-play call for Wisconsin men's basketball. You can hear all those Badger sports if you listen on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, WFHR
in Wisconsin Rapids and WLAK in Amory. You can listen to them over the air if you're in one of those areas of the state. But if you say, geez, Todd, I live, you know, in Green Bay, or I live in Wausau, well, we've got you covered. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app, and you can stream those games with Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher and Matt LaPay and Brian Butch, respectively, for free on the Civic Media app. So if you haven't done it, now is a great time. Just go to your Android or Apple device, open it up, go to your app store, and download, put in C-I-V-I-C, Civic, like civics class. Download that, the Civic Media app. It'll pop up. It'll take less than a minute. You've heard me say this before. It is free. What Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And you download the Civic Media app. And then when you open up your phone, you'll have all the stations. And you can go to any one of those. Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory. And just click that. And you can listen to the Wisconsin Badger sports for free. I'm telling you, more, not just because I work in the genre, but more and more. I mean, radio has always been a bargain, but now more than ever before, you don't have to pay a dime more. You can listen to the Badgers right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So that's coming up in hour two. We'll get into that and take your phone calls on that. Coming up this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, is in town just a few blocks away, finishing up a lunch, I understand. And he is going to join us live in studio for the first time, and he'll be here live. We're going to talk to Trygve. Some big news going on out in Washington, D.C. today as the House Republicans, led by Trumpite Matt Gaetz, is going to call for a vote on Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House of Representatives. Technically, it's a vote to vacate the chair.
In a shocking move that nobody could have seen coming. Right.
And of course, Kevin McCarthy's big offense is that he crossed the line and worked with Democrats to keep the government open. That's his big offense. And breaking news, we're going to come back and tell you about it on the other side. Breaking news by Hakeem Jeffrey, the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, has announced moments ago what Democrats are going to do in this vote to vacate the chair. We'll read you the verbatim quote from Hakeem Jeffries when we come back. I'll give you a hint. Kevin McCarthy needs some help. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thunder shower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Pursuing truth wherever it might lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Exciting day here at Civic Media as our friend Trevi Olson is in the house and will be joining us here in just a minute. Again, to tell you what is happening here out in Washington, D.C. at this hour, pretty big news because a lot of people wondered what would happen here, right? What would actually happen at the end of the day with Kevin McCarthy and the House Democrats? Because there is a motion to vacate the chair, as they say. And what that really means is it's a vote on Kevin McCarthy, whether or not they're going to keep him or not. And the big offense by Kevin McCarthy is that he crossed over and worked with Democrats to help save a government shutdown, to actually keep government going. Our expert on politics, Trevi Olson, joins us here in the studio. For those watching on the stream, this is very exciting. Very exciting. Trevi, there's your chair right there. He's been wandering on State Street. Well, here's the deal. As a media company, you would think we could communicate fairly well, but no, there is no signage actually outside. No, we're incognito.
It's hard to find, I can assure you.
Yeah, just kind of bring the mic down. Gerald was eating it. You got to get pretty close
to
it.
All right, I'm good too.
Look at that. See? So how you been, Trevi?
I've been good.
So we were just talking about, and for those that don't know, maybe have not listened before, Trevi, like me, a native of Wisconsin. He grew up in River Falls in northwest Wisconsin. Like me, a longtime Republican, like me, left the party for his own reasons, and now is the senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Worked for people like John McCain and Mitch McConnell out in D.C. Knows a lot of the insights, and again, to set this up, Kevin McCarthy crossed over because he needed Democratic votes in order to keep government running over the weekend. Right. And Matt Gaetz, a Trumpophyte, decided that, hey, I'm going to follow through. They tried to do this on Saturday, but the person who was in the chair is an ally of McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And Gaetz tried to call for a vote on Saturday, and they just slammed the gavel and adjourned.
Right.
And so now what's happened is Matt Gaetz has said, look, I'm going to get rid of you because you worked with Democrats. And so they've called this vote to vacate the chair for today. A lot of people thought that maybe there was a deal with Hakeem Jeffrey and the Democrats to keep Kevin McCarthy here. But moments ago, Hakeem Jeffrey, the Democratic leader in the House, put out a five-page statement, kind of, and you boil it all down, you get to the last paragraph here. Here's what it says, the statement by Hakeem Jeffries. Quote, House Democrats remain willing to find common ground on an enlightened path forward. Unfortunately, our extreme Republican colleagues have shown no willingness to do the same. It is now the responsibility of the GOP members to end the House Republican Civil War. Given their unwillingness to break from MAGA extremists in an authentic and comprehensive manner, House Democratic leadership will vote yes on the pending Republican motion to vacate the chair.
Yeah.
That ain't good news if you're Kevin McCarthy.
Not good news for Kevin McCarthy. Truth of the matter is, Kevin McCarthy made an error at the start of all of this. He could have gotten himself elected. Remember how much time it took him to get elected Speaker? Took him several votes. And he was so proud.
15 or 16,
I don't quit, whatever.
Yeah.
What he should have done from the start, if he truly cared about the institution, now he's saying, oh, for the good of institution, Democrats have to vote with me. What he should have done from the start is said, for the good of the institution, I'm going to have to create a compromise whereby Democrats, we all go along. Mm. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that because he would have to answer for, I think, him knowing and talking out of both sides of his mouth as it related to January 6th, right?
Right.
And so Kevin McCarthy is a victim of two things, Kevin McCarthy and his willingness to appease himself at the altar of Donald Trump, who Are we seeing Donald Trump speak up and say we need to back Kevin, my Kevin? Mm. No, because that's what happens, right? When you make a deal with the devil, eventually you have to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's good that Jeffries told him to go pound sand.
Your boss at the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, who has been on our show, of course, at the Republican debate down in Milwaukee here last month, put out a video statement a few minutes ago. And Mr. Zomer, I think we have this queued up. This is Rick Wilson a few minutes ago on his take of what's about to happen in Washington, D.C.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to say to Kevin McCarthy, see ya. He can only lose 4 votes. Right now, the punch bowl vote count is 4 votes. Is the all McCarthy can lose. So you're asking yourself, why is this happening? It's the scorpion stinging the frog. It's the addiction to chaos. It's Matt Gaetz and this clown car caucus inside the MAGA Republican Party that really believes it's better to shut down the government, lose the speakership, to close down the world, and to put their majority, their thin majority at stake in 2024 than it is to accept 2 things, Ukraine funding and the continuation of American government. Those 2 things are what they hate with the obvious passion, but what they're really doing this for is their addiction to the chaos. There is not a Republican Party. It does not believe in anything. It does not believe in limited government, the Constitution, the rule of law, strong national defense, anything else. All they are doing now is performative chaos. Matt Gaetz is the chief architect of that this week and today. But Kevin's learning a very valuable lesson. The alligator is always hungry. You can throw fried chicken at it off the end of the dock all day long and feed it. But when you run out of fried chicken, it crawls up on the dock and eats you. So Kevin right now has at least one leg in the alligator's mouth. He's almost certainly going to go down this afternoon. If he survives, he only survives by the forbearance of a few insane people who will have made some crazy side deal with him. And I promise you, anything that comes after Kevin McCarthy will be an order of magnitude worse than Kevin McCarthy. And that, my friends, is saying a lot. Talk to you soon.
Trey, you've seen a lot. Rick Wilson's probably seen him a little bit more than you and I combined. What's your take on Rick's take on what's happening in the house?
Well, Rick knows a lot about alligators because he has a lot of alligators in his backyard. So there's that.
He does.
Yeah.
Down in the Florida guy. So.
Florida guy. Yep. Probably occasionally uses him for target practice, actually, if they get too close. You know, the only thing, here's what I think. I think he's right that if Kevin McCarthy survives, there's going to be side deals cut. I would agree with him on that. Mm-hmm. I would agree with him on there's a likelihood that it is somebody magnitudes worse than Kevin McCarthy. I also think there's the possibility, and this is the optimist in me, or maybe the patron saint of lost causes. I do think, and I would do this if I were the Democrats. I mean, I'd basically start working sort of more moderate Republicans and saying, you know what? There's an easy way that you can get a speaker elected. That speaker should be named either Liz Cheney or Fred Upton. Right. And we'll be happy to vote for any of them in mass to be speaker. Here's our terms. And they should make their terms more reasonable than what the crazy on the right is giving them. And, you know, could that happen? Maybe. Will it happen? Probably not. But generally, I think Rick is spot on. This is what happens when you lay your head down on the mantle of MAGA, right? Like right. Kevin McCarthy made this bed. Now he's going to get kicked out of it.
And just to refresh people's memories, because we went through the course of that big speaker election, as Trivi said earlier, when this all started, you do not have to be, according to the Constitution, you do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be elected Speaker of the House.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they get rid of McCarthy if you don't have Gaetz and these people saying we need to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, right?
Right. Like, I mean, that could be. But your point, Liz Cheney is, quote, she is qualified.
She could
to be
yeah,
speaker.
I mean, you could be Speaker of the House, Todd.
Would that be a treat?
It would be a house. I mean, anybody can be Speaker of the House. I think you have to be a natural born citizen, right. Probably, yep. And over a certain age. Mm-hmm. Probably have to qualify to be a member of Congress. But, you know, this is a pickle that Republicans who have appeased have made for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying to somebody over lunch, what is happening with Kevin McCarthy is not that different than what's happening with Robin Voss on impeachment and and redistricting. Yeah. It is literally the same thing playing out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those of us on the pro-democracy side, we have to drive a wedge between them. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. We need to just be reminding Americans who and conservatives, this is what happens when everything is given to the fidelity to Donald Trump.
If you have a question for Trygve Olson, who's been out there in D.C. before and continues to have a lot of contacts, or anything on your mind in terms of what's happening in Congress and the vote to vacate the chair, will Kevin McCarthy survive? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, what say you? Mark, are you there?
I guess.
Oh, go ahead. Yep, we got you now. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
You got me? Yeah. What's fascinating here is that Matt Gaetz is leading the charge for this. And hadn't I heard earlier this week that there are efforts made to eject Matt Gaetz from the House of Representatives because of his various activities? And if I remember right, he was actually seeking a pardon for the federal charges against him. And you don't do that unless you're guilty. I mean, accepting a pardon means acceptance of guilt. If I remember right, Don Siegelman, back from, I think, was Alabama that he was governor of, and he got sent to prison, and he maintained his innocence all along, never received a pardon, and then I think part of the reason he never received a pardon, he says, I don't want to receive a pardon because I'm not going to admit that I was guilty of the political corruption that he was, you know, accused of. But here, Matt Gaetz, essentially, by requesting that pardon, he admitted guilt of the sex crime that he was accused of, so it's just amazing that the Republicans allow these MAGAs who have, you know, engaged in behavior that would get, in the past, would have got members ejected from the House of Representatives. They're not going to do it because of their loyalty to MAGA rather than the country itself. I mean, that McCarthy actually did his duty to the country in actually getting a deal through, because there's nothing in the Constitution that your loyalty is to party rather than to the country itself, as far as my read of the Constitution is, because at the time the Constitution was written, there was not actually political parties. There was different factions, and Washington warned us against the dangers of entrenched factions that he saw forming up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that it would be nice to get a moderate in there as speaker, but I don't know that we're going to see it with the MAGA crowd apparently holding the reins and McCarthy unwilling to just stand up to them and say, this is not what I'm going to do. My duty is to the country, not to the MAGA faction of the Republican Party.
Mark, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Mark, from the SAC. Trygve, interesting point. Gaetz, to Mark's point, Gaetz was trying to get rid of him as well.
Yeah, you know, I think at this point you have a circular firing squad to some degree.
Right.
You know, and I think, honestly, if you're Jeffries and the Democrats and they're all shooting each other, just stand, let them watch and do that for a little bit. I think at the end of the day, you know, who knows what comes after this?
And that's the point. Off the text line, WAUK, we've got Steve from Milwaukee. Who comes next? Who will replace McCarthy if he's ousted today? We'll ask Trygve his opinion on that and take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is fighting to keep his job today in the House after Florida's Matt Gaetz triggered a vote to oust him.
Our government's designed to have compromise, but look, we're in the majority. You don't surrender. Do you work with the other side? Yeah, and that's what I've done.
Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal gun charges after allegedly lying about his drug use on an application to buy one in 2018. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
In response to the indictment, Hunter Biden's legal team called the charges excessive, not supported by fact, and alleged the charges reflect political interference by former President Trump and his allies.
The Powerball jackpot's now $1.2 billion. What would you do with that kind of cash?
Probably purchase a villa
on the Isle of Capri in Italy.
It'd be a miracle. My two children, I could pay their college off, and of course, you know, pay off my house and buy everybody a car.
The next drawing is tomorrow night. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Altoona Public Library is celebrating National Banned Book Week by allowing residents to check out books that were once illegal. The display also includes information about what kind of books were banned last year and will be open until Saturday. According to a WQOW report, Library Director Aaron Wilkins says people have asked for the books to be removed for a number of reasons, but the week is about people choosing what they read for themselves. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is granting over $1.1 million to schools to help reduce or prevent the use of alcohol, tobacco, opioids, and other drugs by students. Through the Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Grant Program, over $900,000 was awarded to 46 projects serving students in 63 school districts. $250,000 was awarded to 23 school districts through the Opioid Prevention Grant Program. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Kevin McCarthy survive as Speaker of the House? That is the question of the afternoon. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on Tuesday, October 3rd. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Trigvi Olsen, our ongoing contributor and friend, not via stream. But here he is live and in person. He really exists.
I do exist. I'm not AI.
No, you're not. No, you're not AI. Did you see that thing about Tom Hanks a couple of days ago?
Where
Tom Hanks is like pitching a dental program, and he goes, that is not me. It has nothing to do with me.
It's kind of scary.
It's very scary. And we've talked about this before, not to get off on too much of a tangent, but I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's coming in 2024 to politics, both could be radio and verbal or online ads or television or what have you, where AI creates voices or video that looks eerily similar to the real person saying fake things, deep fakes they call
them. Yeah. I mean, the deep fake thing is real. The video, I mean, certainly for outside actors, right? Like it's something we talk about at the Lincoln Project on a pretty regular basis. Like, how do you deal with that? I know campaigns are talking about it. I think one of the things, that's fascinating just from a parent perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was that open, you know, my daughter's a freshman in high school, so they had a thing where we went and met with all the teachers. And with the English teachers, you know, they literally were raising no using ChatGPT.
Really?
They can use it for research, but they can't have anything that's been edited by ChatGPT.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it's the real deal. Kevin McCarthy is real alive and in person in the House. Word is that there will be a vote this afternoon in the House of Representatives. Technically, it's called vacating the chair. Essentially, it's a vote on Kevin McCarthy. And remember, he set this up. This was the deal that Kevin McCarthy made in order to be Speaker,
right?
Was to say it only takes one person to call for a vote to vacate the chair. And many people thought when over the weekend that there was a deal reached using many Democratic votes. Remember, there were 91 members of Congress in the House that voted no to keep government going. Only one of those people was a Democrat, and they were part of a House caucus on Ukraine. The 90 of 91 no votes, 90 no votes by Republicans, and two of whom were from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, who literally voted against funding border protection and paying our military tribute.
I mean, I don't know that I'm shocked with Tom Tiffany.
Scott Fitzgerald is a veteran.
I don't understand as much, right? Like, if you told me it was Tiffany and Van Orden,
right,
then I would be like,
or Glenn Grossman.
Yeah, or Glenn Grossman. But honestly, when you're on it, when Glenn Grossman and Derek Van Orden are on the side of, okay, we got to do the right thing, like, right. I don't know what those guys were thinking.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Think Kevin McCarthy is less than Gloria Gaynor. I don't think he's surviving.
Oh, really?
But honestly, you don't need to be Nostradamus to know that this was coming.
Let's check out the text on the YouTube here. From Tony says, how much would Dems have to concede to be closer to moderate Republicans over far-right mega people? Interesting. Trigvy, what say you?
That's a really good question. Here's the thing. It isn't like the Democratic caucus is one monolithic block either, right? So, you know, this is about getting consensus. I'll see people on Twitter on the left who will be like, you know, this was particularly true during the January 6th hearings. You know, Liz Cheney's no hero. She doesn't believe in abortion rights for women, so she's not a defender of democracy. Well, you can have a legitimate discourse on issues, but everybody agree that, like, there's foundational principles of democracy. And, you know, I have 7 rules that I developed working around the world with those fighting for democracy. One of those rules is what I call the Stalin rule. It's not like Churchill and Roosevelt didn't understand that Joseph Stalin was maybe the second worst human being to ever traverse the planet. Mm-hmm. But when you're going up against Adolf Hitler, the worst human being to ever cross the planet, you're all on the same side until you aren't, right? So I don't know what that coalition looks like. I mean, I think it depends on, you know, it depends on what is a consensus speaker. I think it would have to be a Republican or former Republican. It probably isn't Liz Cheney, as Steve pointed out on the line. But could it be somebody like Fred Upton? And you notice I said both. You know, there was a lot of talk that Fred Upton was being prepared just in case.
Wow.
Back when McCarthy, if he couldn't get there. So
that's really interesting. Yes, from the text line, remember you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store on iPhone or Android, download the Civic Media app. There is a button to text us and also to call us. You can call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Off the text line, as Trigvy said.
It's really easy to do. I did it myself, Don.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, look at that. On Apple.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to ask my daughter.
So Steve from Milwaukee says, you know, to Trigvy's point, probably not going to be Liz Cheney. Also, Matt from Germantown says, I don't think he, meaning McCarthy, will survive. My worry is who will replace him. Also from Steve Milwaukee, Gates won't tell the public what backdoor deals they made to get that 15th round vote. They just want to cut needed programs to hurt American people. I want to focus on, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but kind of your sense from working out in D.C., still talking to Republicans, who might be a legitimate candidate to get elected to replace McCarthy?
I don't know that there's an answer to that.
It's really, you really think it's that up in the air?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because the margins are so small, and short of, like, you want to believe that there are, you know, there's 435 members of the House, so you need 218 to elect a speaker. You would like to think that there are 218 people in the U.S. House of Representatives who are willing to put democracy and America ahead of partisanship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there will be people on the left who will be like, well, you're just doing same asism or whatever. I forget the word. I got a bunch of it on Twitter today about something. I'm not. You would think that there would be 230 or 218 who would say we can come up with somebody.
Right.
Whether they can do that or not, I really don't know. And that's a sad indictment of all of us. It's an indictment of lots of things. But that's a sad moment for our generation of Americans that we're struggling this badly with this.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't know the answer to this. Perhaps you do, or perhaps someone else does. Can the vote to vacate the chair come first, and that passes to mean that Kevin McCarthy is no longer speaker? And then if they can't elect a speaker, how do you run the House?
You don't, because without a speaker, you don't have a You don't have a chair.
And to your point,
now, I did call. I've actually called a few people, including a mutual friend of ours who spent years on the Hill. She did not know the answer. I called two other people, and I have a message out to somebody who used to be the chief of staff to an old speaker. No one can seem to answer the question: what happens to the rules package? Because the process is normally so. The House, unlike the Senate has rules that pre-exist because people are elected for six-year terms, and so you have other members of the Senate who are not up for re-election. So the Senate has a set of rules that evolve over time. The House, every 2 years, reconstitutes itself. The first step in constituting itself constitutionally is the election of a speaker. Then they pass a package of rules. I don't know if you vacate the chair. I assume the rules stay in place. So, but you still can't conduct business because until you elect somebody to chair, because there's no one to chair it. Typically, it's the rules package, quite frankly, that is where the consternation and the fight happens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is a mess.
It's a total mess. It's an absolute total mess.
It's embarrassingly so.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to ask Trivia question or talk with us a bit, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton, what say you?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess both of you being former Republicans, and one of you just spoke that you have a daughter. At what point is $100,000 per every man, woman, and baby the government right now, the minute they're born, enough? And Matt Gaetz's issues, I'm not thrilled with them, but McCarthy made promises about appropriation bills for the January 6th debt ceiling deal. They passed four. The Senate and Schumer and the president have done none. But our debt is going to eat us alive. And that's your children's debt. So being former Republicans, I don't believe you can stand there and not somewhat defend the Republicans trying to address our debt issues.
I see. And appreciate the call. Thank you so very much, CJ and Stoughton. Trigby, what say you?
Well, a couple of things. I don't know how much CJ during the previous administration was talking about debt and the deficit. I think, you know, that would be point number one, because the deficit grew substantially during the last administration. And quite frankly,
$7 trillion.
$7 trillion. Yep. More than in any other administration. So that's number one. Number two, do I think that the debt is a problem? Yes, I do think the debt is a problem. Part of the problem is we have to make a decision as a country whether we're going to, I mean, it's a foundational decision, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we either have to provide more resources or spend less or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And I would say that there are lots of things that government probably shouldn't, that they spend money on that they shouldn't. But it also is true when you have conversations with most people. I mean, the average American believes that 25% of the budget goes to foreign aid. Right. It's literally 0.25 tenths of a percent, a quarter of a percent. So, you know, I just think, I think the debt and what's being left for my kids, am I concerned about that? Yes. But I'll tell you what I'm also more concerned about, CJ, is the kind of America that we're leaving for them. And I've had the opportunity to live around the world. I've had the opportunity to go and work with a lot of people who don't have democracies or democracies that have failed or who have had autocratic regimes. I worry far more about the world that my daughters will be in if American democracy fails than I do about the national debt in this moment.
I know Liz Cheney brought her up earlier, former member of Congress, of course, lost her primary in Wyoming after voting in favor of the Trump impeachment and being on the January 6th committee. But Liz Cheney over the weekend tweeted out and saying, you know, remember what happened with Chamberlain, you know, when he tried appeasement, you know, a couple of months later or whatever it was, World War II broke out. And so this appeasement, whether it's in Ukraine or whether it's appeasing right-wing forces here in our own country.
Or left-wing ones.
Which is not happening nearly
as much.
Sure. But it doesn't work. No. It just doesn't work. And as far as the debt, and I just think it's rich when again, you and I were coming up through the Republican Party, right. You know, my former boss, Scott Klug, in the 90s, used to have a debt clock and, you know, it would talk about this everywhere. And it was under Bill Clinton that we finally, just before George W. Bush took over, that Republicans in Congress and Clinton were able to pretty much erase the debt. That was like 2001, 2000 was the last time that there was no debt in America. And it was Republicans, by and large, after that.
That was only a balanced budget.
Or a balanced budget,
The national debt has been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that, you know, I bet if we asked CJ, it's unfortunate that we cut him off before, but here's the thing. If you were to ask CJ about cutting taxes, he would say, well, he'd probably pull a Scott Walker. Right? Scott Walker, talk about somebody who either is ill-informed or likes to play people for fools or both. You know, he'll always say, well, Reagan taught us if you cut taxes, you raise revenue. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the Lafler curve. Now, I know that he couldn't get through his language class at Marquette. Doesn't appear that he got through many economics classes either. Because what the Lafler curve is talking about is where marginal effective tax rates are. And so it's this incessant, we're going to have Jeff Bezos pay nothing.
Back with more of your comments and more trivials on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thunder shower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Sommers on the board, and Mr. Olson, Tringview Olson, to my left here in the studio live. Great to have you with us here, Tringview, back in Wisconsin. You came back my favorite time of the year, but it feels like July 4th out there.
It does feel like July 4th out there. A little warm. Every time I come back here, I get from my daughters a list of badger garb that they want to. Yeah, it's true.
We're going to talk next hour. Badgers, get your take on this quick. It's not so much the Badgers, it's the Big Ten Network. And of course, former Commissioner Warren is now running the Chicago Bears. So that should tell you something about this deal right here.
Right.
But the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team just released their schedule and TV and whatnot for the season. Five of the biggest games in Wisconsin's men's basketball schedule are only on Peacock, the streaming network. Mm. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I have Peacock because my kids.
Because
I forget what the show is. My kids go and sign. Yeah.
Really?
Sign, yeah.
A lot of people don't have that.
Kind of becomes a point of contention because I told them we had to get rid of either, I don't even know, was it?
There's so many.
It was either Hulu or Netflix, right? But we couldn't have both.
You got your Netflix, your Hulu, your Paramount Plus, your Peacock. I mean,
right, but then you know what happened is, so I got rid of Hulu for a month, but then I didn't have any live TV. Right, I ended up with both of them back because.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a service where everything was all bundled together? You just paid one price. Oh, geez, cable, I guess.
Right. Exactly.
Weird and, you how know, it works.
Well, and honestly, for me personally, mm-hmm. Ever since, I don't know, Game of Thrones and Billions kind of bit the dust.
Right.
The only streaming app or thing that I watch other than the news is my Sunday ticket. And the
Packers. Really?
Yeah, the Packers.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news, though. For all you Badger fans out there, we'll talk about this for an hour, too. You can listen to the Badgers right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're able to stream them. So if you don't live in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, where over the air the games are available, just download the Civic Media app and click on WRCE in Richland Center. You can listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher for football this Saturday, and also Matt LaPay and Brian Butch on basketball, and you can hear all the games for free.
See? That's why downloading the Civic Media app is good.
Exactly.
And, you know, if they want to be on network TV all the time, right, all you have to have is one of the players start dating Taylor Swift and they'll be on network nonstop.
Did you watch any of that Jets game?
Did I watch any of it? It's the first time other than a Green Bay Packer game that my daughters came to me and said, Dad, can we watch? You want to watch a football game with us? Literally, they did.
And I thought the juxtaposition between Kelsey's booth with Taylor Swift in it, packed to the gills, and then juxtaposed to Aaron Rodgers sitting all by himself with 20 empty seats around him.
Yeah, he could have been an Eric Carmen video. All by myself. Yeah, honestly. But it's Taylor Swift's world, and we're all just living in it.
Exactly. Let's go to the, by the way, if you want to call in on something political, or Taylor Swift.
The house.
Would that be, now see if the GOP wants to up their numbers, elect Taylor Swift speaker.
Right.
If you want to join us.
Well, if they do that, then people will pay attention to the things they say, and they don't want that.
Yes,
and the MAGA are attacking Taylor Swift.
Are they really?
Of course.
Oh, God, that got my 14-year-old.
Really?
Oh, she was
that,
so mad.
That could be it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget about women's rights or
she's
abortion.
She's
out
registering
or
voters. Did you know that? Like crazy.
Yes, like 34,000 she got registered.
Yeah, every concert she's been. Yeah, it's crazy. She's a force of nature. Honestly, like my daughters, they'd go to war for Taylor Swift.
Right? That is not smart, attacking Taylor Swift Republicans.
No.
I wonder if Scott Walker listens to Taylor Swift.
Well, we can go back to his Twitter feed. He had a bunch of opinions on music.
Did he really?
And I think it was he was mad because Huey Lewis in the News wasn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was something like that. I was just like, give me a break, dude.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Well, let's go to the YouTube channel there, Mr. Zommers. I had a call there or a comment from Tony. Says, do you agree with John Huntsman from 2012 that the percentage of Republicans to our GDP, GDP to debt is more important than the actual amount of debt? It's a long answer.
Do I believe that the percent? Yeah, I think honestly, like, you know, because you're going to have to account for inflation in it. I'm not a big Dick Cheney guy. We don't worry about the national debt because we can always print more money, right?
Right.
Because it does sort that is, they tried that in Weimar, Germany. It didn't work out so well. And actually, you know, I'll tell you a hyperinflation story. You want to hear a hyperinflation story?
I want to hear it.
All right. So I got sent by McCain to Nigeria because they were going to have their first free elections. This is like 99, right? So I've got this guy, Akeem, he's driving me around. He's my driver.
Yeah.
And he says, we need some gas. So I give him a $100 bill. I'm doing my training. He comes back and he's got this garbage bag. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, it's your change.
What?
Yep. The
what?
Currency literally. Yeah. Yeah. It was that devalued. And he had gone to get gas. And like $40 was an entire garbage bag. And I'm like, you really want me to just carry this around? Like,
that seems a little risky.
I thought I'm going to get killed for a garbage bag with $40 in it.
Right.
Yep. Totally true. Well, yeah, it's crazy in a place with inflation.
We got about 2 minutes left here. Quickly, what do you think of President Joe Biden going to the McCain Center, that speech
it's
down
awesome.
There? I loved it.
Yeah, it's totally awesome.
And the fact that Cindy McCain was there and the fact that he said, look, he made a point to say, we have to work together. You know, he as a Democrat, he went there to celebrate his longtime friend and a longtime Republican.
And they didn't agree on a lot of stuff. They would beat the tar out of each other during the day.
Would they? Yeah.
There was stuff that they agreed on, but they were friends.
Right.
And they had been friends for a long time because the truth of the matter is it really shouldn't be personal.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest issues that we have is everything's personal.
Right.
And it's, oh, I just want to own the other side and say, you know, look how smart I am. And now, you know, I mean, the truth is, again, you know, do I feel sorry for Kevin McCarthy? No. But this is a sad day for American democracy that we are looking like this. And here's the thing. If you care and are really worried about China, China's watching this. Xi and the people in Beijing are watching this.
Putin.
And it's the Republican. Well, they don't. You know, you could argue some of them don't, you know, see Putin as the problem, but they see China as the problem. They are watching this. This is a Republican problem, and they are looking at it, and they're thinking, these people are weak.
Breaking news across CBS News. House Republicans have failed to table Matt Gaetz' resolution to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from the post, making way for Gaetz' effort to evict McCarthy from his post. It is underway.
Well, now it will be the end of Kevin McCarthy, and then we kind of go in the unknown. And again, sad day for democracy.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, Republicans are going to have to own this. Now, I am sure that their answer is going to be, well, all the Democrats voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. Republicans own this.
Republicans own it. Trevi Olson, great to have you here, my friend. Enjoy your time back in Wisconsin. We appreciate you so very much. Stay tuned. Going to talk about Badger sports. And also, it's playoff day for the Brewers. All that and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls as well. This is the Tom Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, wait.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.